Zech Nishmas Avi Mary Yakov and Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shade of us, Yeshua followed. Okay, Rabbi Say, today's going to be the last year of this month, discussing the Shear of Kigris. So, the Din of Kigris really is a Mishnah in the Goyim. About the how much is the Shear of Nega? Gufa shall baheres kigris. Kilti mu'ur mokum a gris tesha adoshus. So gris is the shear of 9 lentils. 9 lentils is the shear of gris, and that's the shear. If you have a white spot on your skin, that gives it a din tzaras. So, right? We mentioned in the past that the din of tzivonim, right? The talking of Rav Ruvei Feinstein, the Chayodam, that the din of tzivonim comes from the Goyim. So this is another parallel from Hilchas Nida to the Goyim. So it's interesting. So that's the shear of the kesem, the gris va'od. And take a look at the second page in Nun Hei Mer Aleph, where the Gemara said, "Amar Ravo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shirei Chachamim Mahachmir, Chutz Mi Kigris Shel Kesamim Mahachmir." So it says Rashi, "Kol Shirei Shel Chacham Mahachmir, I Mitzumtzum Chumrahu, Sharinu B'Mitzumtzum, I Mitzumtzum Kula, Sharinu B'Shochet, Sochet." In other words, you could have different shiurim. In other words, gigris could be mitzumtzum, or maybe a little bit bigger. So sometimes, for example, sometimes having a small gris is a chumrah, but sometimes having a bigger gris, a small gris is a kula. So, for example, by ksamim, you see a kesem, so a shir kigris. So is it a small gris or a bigger gris? So Rashi says, chukas b'grishu ksamim sheshadinu benida daroa kesem shel dam b'begod deha b'begdol kigris. Tamei, right? If the shear of a gris is tamei, the mishapkid le b'dam nida, which maybe it's dam nida. Avogav techim sharis le b'mitzumtzum chumra have. If you have a small gris, it's going to be a chumra, because even that's going to already make it dam nida. Lo have tamei elo. So normally, if it's a chumrah, we use the shear that's more chumradik. So if it's small, but by dam nida, we're mekel. Have a gigris atzma machzgil with dam hamakola. So heinu mahakel. I've got the gris shear in a gris for old. So he says by nida, it's not really shear gris. It's gris for old. Gris and a little bit more. So till you have that little bit more, we still assume that it's not makolos. Time is from the ksamim atzma the rabbanim, because ksamim the rabbanim. So therefore we go lakulam. And that's the. Now if you look in the Ravid here. So he says, "Gris shall pull, shall amu tolin kela, shall a huskru pull, shall mokum ploni, v'lo pull habeinani." It doesn't say. So in other words, what is a gris? A gris is a cut up lentil from a pull, the Bartanur says, Gufel Shel Boher's Gris is Chatzi Pol. A half of the lentil. Chatzi Pol. But it doesn't say a pull from what locale. Kevishal Hiskiru Pol Shel Mokum Ploni, Velo Pol Abeinu, they all can. Whatever pull we find, I feel who got him. Even if it's a big pull, so that's what the. That bean. So the Rambam says here on page, the next page here, says, Ma bein kesem hanimsal basar lo kesem hanimsal begoda. Right, so that we've done in the past. Then he says, Hu b'sheish bo shkitei teisha adoshos. That's like shear of. So gris is the shear of nine lentils. Sholosh or sholosh. So. Yeah. So it's half of a pull, which is nine lentils. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 7. Well, goes well. Kesem elim kein yesh bo kigris va'od. Shir kigris u kitesha adosha. Now. The Mil Tzedakah has a tshuva, a famous tshuva, on page 9, where he said that he measured it. He did two measurements. He did he said. So, what were the two measurements? He says on page 9 of the bottom, Gabshir Adoshim Enam Yiduim Lanu. You know, what is the shear? And he writes, that he did, let's see if we find that line here, where he says he did, I believe, a Beinoni shear and a big shear. Because the question is, the Ravid said that whatever pull you find, even a pull Godel, right? But then the question is, what about Adashim? Which type of Adashim is it? Here, look on page, at the bottom of page. Where is it? The 3 is a 13? There's a 13, at the bottom of page 13. Kine Arivin, the bottom corner, right? Is that 13? I can't see. Yeah. He says, Vine Harivin, the Sefer Barley Nefesh, Avia Beis Yosef, Kevendel, his Kirupul Shell. 14. Malkum Ploni, it doesn't say what pull, lo pull bainini, el kagrishal pull stop. Full stop. Helkum Sharina, b'chol pull, she's dami. A few who got him. Right, that was the right. So they said, "V'chol nir da kochel lo chosu likach agrisim hayosik gedolim mitzayim kiim shenikach hashir min agris the kibul lo chazal zayin lachol gris ba'olam shein dam." But what about in terms of grisim? Because in terms of pull, we say even a pull gadol. But do we say the same thing about grisim? The biggest grisim hayosik gedolim mitzayim. In other words, it's telling us. The share of gris from the goyim is teisha adashim. Halav amru shu adashim mitzvios. Mustaber kebeinim shalhem. So he says it's mustaber that it's middle size. The kevishal shiru kan b'ksam kiim b'shir gris. Halav shiru shadam kiim mispashet ad shalayim some gris gadol ba'olam. Yosef man achav adashim and all the avshayim nikach ba'adash gadol yisrael b'shir hagris. Should we keep it stisha behevi yala the cheshbon gadol? Should we badashim amru stama hein habeinanim? He says it's stama the beinanim badashim. I'll call the amru shehu gadol el kegris sheisham amru kegris hakilki v'hu agris gadol nimsa. Yeah. But it could be that they, by adashim they meant the adashim beinanim. And now we saw some poskim that was, they didn't say what type. Again, Bezechel Kolachron Mabach Los Fiole came. So he said that he's going to do two measurements. Yeah, look on page the second column. He says, "Va'af, va'af ki meloshan amishah she'amru kadosh she'amru gedolav loktana el beinanis zu mitzvus." Mashma dekayal chalukas mineim shemsharim beinus hamin mikol mokam chashavti ki yelam min yosei gadol mehem, aval also shalano chashavti shemin gedolav dom the mitzvus habeinanis. So he's not sure. After Yom Kol Shir Chazal Hachmir, Lo Amro Lo Bedova Ham Supak. Of Abu Zaki, Sasmo Ki Perusha Dami L'Shar B'Beinim. So therefore, some of the media should also mean Atzmo Shal Adoshim Nikach HaBeinanim. So that's what he's noticed, to say it's the Beinanim. So he basically did two pictures here. And with one picture he did the Beinanim, and one picture he did the Gedolim. So the bigger picture here, the two sides here, the picture, and you have the Beinanim and the was the shear of the gris, based on Adashim Beinanim and based on Adashim Gedolim. So if you look now in the supplement, there are two pictures, the two printings of the meal stuffer. One is from the 1835 edition. You know, Lamaisa, when you print Svarim, so the older printing is usually bigger. So this is the printing from 1835. And then we have the print... we have 1835 and 1756. So, in other words, there are two different printings, and in each printing there's the Beinanim and the Gedolim. So if you look here, in the two different printings, so the 1756 printing is page 4, and the 1835 printing is page 2. So these, and again, within each printing, there's the Beinanim and the Gedolim. So if you look at page 4, that's the earlier printing. You know, page 3, it says it's 1756. So that looks like if you look at the bottom picture, he did it in circular, and he did it in different shapes. So that's what they say, that the page olive looks like a nickel, right, on page 4. And the bigger is more like a quarter. And in page two, the pashtus is he holds the Beinanim is really the more, you know. So if you hold with the smaller print, and you have the smaller print, then like around the nickel size seems to be the Beinanim of the small print. And Os and Ches is the quarter size of the old print, and that's the Gedolim. So the Pashtus is, as he was always noted to say, it's the Adashim Beinanim. So that would come. That's how Rav Abadi holds. That's a shear around the nickel. Rav Yonis and Steif, he was Mekel B'Shas Hadchak at a quarter. So that's Pashtus. So some say that's the bigger picture. The bigger picture of the earlier year of the 1756 year. And then page 2 is the later year. It's the 1835 year. So that already the Osei is more like what? More like a penny, right? The smaller of the smaller year, and Ches is like the bigger picture. What? More like a nickel or something like that. So then those sheikhs like Rav Moshe, they were working with the later edition. And the later edition has everything smaller. So again, there are two editions, and each edition has the medium size and the bigger size. And the Sefer Chofetz Chaim points this out. So a lot of the poskim where Moshe says the shear is like a penny or so. Some say a dime. So, and the pashtus is whatever the smaller size picture is that's the Beinoni picture would be what he thinks is the Iker Halacha. So in the earlier picture, things are bigger. So then the Beinoni of the earlier picture is like a nickel, and the big picture of the earlier picture is like a quarter. So that would be the two shitas, what Rav Abadi said, and of the nickel, and what Rav Yonis and Steif was in Megel B'Shas Adchak, the shear of a quarter. But in the later picture, the 1835 picture, that's on page 2. So then you have also the smaller picture, the bigger shear, the Beinoni and the Gadol, and that would be the shear, Hay and Ches. And that would be sort of like a penny or like the small shear would maybe be something like a penny, and the bigger shear would be like a nickel. And that would be the different shitas based on the different the different editions. And within each edition, he has the two. The two measurements. And there's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Did I put it in here? Do you see? But the Chasam Sofer writes that the Neil Stocker was medactic very much to figure out that, these pictures are exact. I mean, the question is, what's the right picture? And the Spaber, it's the earlier pictures is the right picture. So the earlier picture is the right picture. And therefore, that's probably what Rav Abadi gets from the Miltstaka, and that's his shear. So that's the shear I use. Many people use the other picture. That's the later picture. That's Rav Moshe's shear of a penny. Because whatever the smaller shear of each picture is probably the Iker Adin. As you see, the Miltzlaka was saying that Pasha says the Iker Adin is the Beinoni, not the Gadol. You say a Kadoshim, it means that only by the pull did the Ravid say that the pull, whatever pull you find, even if a bigger pull. Okay, so these are very relevant in the paskening. One time Rav Abadi told me I could be Sonmech and Rav Yonis and Steif. He had a Shas Adchak situation, and it was less than a quarter, but it was more than a nickel. And Rav Yonis and Steif is a big Pesach and a big Bal Harah. So even though Rabbi really feels the Iker Shita is the nickel, is the earlier picture with the smaller of the earlier picture. And that's stuff. Then there's about the equivalent of Sa'aros, 36 pairs, and a whole thing, but that's that take forever to go through. Okay, so I want to stop now. And this is very important to know how to, if there's a kesem. Rav Abadi always taught me that when you take the coin, you go on the back of the beged. In other words, you put the nickel on the back of the beged, and then you see the outline of the nickel, and then you could see whether the kesem. No, it's not where the kesem is. Put it on the other side. On the back of the beged, then you'll see the outline of the nickel, and then you'll be able to tell if it's more than a nickel or less. That's the better way. Obviously, it's not an exact circle usually, so you're going to have to figure out that, sometimes it's more jutting out one way, but it's missing in the other side. You have to figure that out. But that's what he told me is the easiest way to measure based on the the circle. In other words, putting the coin from the back. And you put the coin from the back, and then you'll be able to see how the coin and the... Sometimes people just put it to the side, but it's much harder to figure out when you put it to the side. When you put it on the back of the beged, and then you see the perimeter, then you'll much easier to tell if it's going to be bigger than a nickel or less than a nickel, or whatever shear you're using. But that's the milstaka, and and it's gris ve'od, so it's a little bit more makel than a regular gris of the goyim, because it, since it's the rabbanan ksamim, so it's a small issue.
And maybe I could suggest to Rebbe to invent an app. He could have panosa to scan it.
Scan it, and then to see.
Give you all the shittas automatically.
Yeah. Okay. See. Okay, but that's So Rav Moshe's sheet is popular because of Rav Moshe. He was but it all has to do with the. But it, I don't know if I have the true discussion so far. In these packets here. Do you see? No?
I don't see.
Yeah. So, but in the tshuva that he speaks about, he writes, Harvei dikdik, hamil stachim is that. You see, when we talk about the shear of a ria, what's called riboy dam and stuff like that, so it's not an exact type of thing. You know, if people sell a half a dollar bill or, all these shear that you hear are not exact shear. But the gris is a very, for ksamim, the b'li hagasha, that's an exact shear. So that's what the milstaka writes, harbe dikdik. The question is, and therefore what dikdik and therefore what? So that's this discussion. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, so Ben Katschlita is going to let us know when should the chazara be. And after the Chazara, we'll have a Mechina, and then we'll continue on. In other words, we stop, like Rabbi Tuchman said, by Vestos. This is everything till Vestos. And Vestos will be the next Indian, so you'll and I want to know what's good for you, you know what I mean? Obviously, we can't schlep too long, because we have stuff to do, but the whole point is to be a meaningful Chazara, so you let me know, and you'll let everyone know. So in the meantime, we should start chazering, etc. Okay, Ben, we'll be in touch, and Mayor, and...
So there's no shiurim next Monday?
So, yeah, there won't be a nidah shiur. There won't be a nidah
shiur. Won't be a nidah shiur until further notice.
Right.
So the chazara is individuals.
Exactly. And, and Ben Sion, and Emzi, and... Yoni, and Natan, and Ephraim, Ezra Hagler. Okay, everyone should be well, and we'll be in touch. Kol tov.